Item 534, request of Si Jin Nun to address council regarding Portland State University MFA in Art and Social Practice Program activities.
Good morning.
Morning. Hi, everyone. I'm Si Jie, and I'm from Singapore, and today I'm representing the graduate program at PSU in Art and Social Practice, and I'm here to talk about Assembly, our annual art event, a co-authored social practice art conference. Our theme this year is civics, and our first day is going to be at City Hall this Friday, all day from 9 to 6, thanks to a collaboration with Chloe Udaly and Pollyanne. And so I'm going to talk a bit about this event. Last year's Assembly, we had a silent canoe ride down the Columbia River Slough, a collaboration with the Lunch Ladies at the Native American Youth and Family Center, as well as Martin Luther King Jr. School. And we also had an artist work with children at Martin Luther King Jr. School to create sculptures where they can process their emotions. So in this year's theme, under this year's theme of civics, the questions we're interested in asking are, what is civic engagement? What are civic institutions? How are they functioning? And how are we relating to them? So the lineup of events, Spectate or Speculate, two artists created the Office of Landlord-Tenant Affairs, or their own version of it, following Mayor Wheeler's proposal of this in 2016. Dial an Old Friend, where you can call the city's wisest citizens who are going to give advice representing each city department in collaboration with Hollywood Senior Center. Remnants of the Color Blue, a collaboration with a former inmate at Columbia River Correctional Institution, a minimum security male prison in Northeast. Richard, a formerly incarcerated individual, is going to be presenting his artwork, and there's going to be a panel discussion. Difference is a Field, a participatory event about having meaningful dialogue with someone you deeply disagree with. Exchange Endowments, to endow funding in perpetuity for a once a year lunch between an employee at City Hall and an artist. Citizen 100, a critical examination of citizenship in today's world in collaboration with 7th grade students from Martin Luther King Jr. School in their civics class. The whole class is going to come here at 1 p.m. on Friday. And my own project, the City Seal of Portland, Oregon, proposing an update to the Portland City Seal. I went to the City Archives, touched documents from 1978, have been getting designs from the men at the Columbia River Correctional Institution and children at King School, and we're hoping to propose it, have a voting ceremony this Friday and propose a new design to all of you. Pluralist Practices in Portland, a panel about cultural pluralism and creative activism in Portland, a one-on-one forgiveness session, as well as an exploration of ceding space to generate opportunities for others. So I believe some of you might have the catalog already, and for the rest of you, there'll be catalogs available at the news rack on the way out, as well as downstairs. Again, we'll be at the atrium on Friday from 9 to 6. Employees, please let your... Employers, please let your employees off for an hour or two to attend our events. You folks are the people that we really want to engage with our event, so come reflect on these issues with us. Thank you so much. Wonderful. And more information available at our website.
Commissioner thank you. Daly, thank you.
I just wanted to thank you today for coming to give that preview. I'm a big fan of the Art of Social Practice and the Social Practice program at PSU.
Thank you.
And it's really a treat to get to work with you guys.
Thank you for hosting our event. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Looks like a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, please drop by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to it. Thank you.